think I'll do some puns about people with crooked teeth, so brace yourself.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Yesterday, my wife and I couldn't stop snickering. Our son Jeff sent a little video clip of him telling our granddaughter Sophie, "I'll teach you how to crack an egg." She strolls over to the counter and watches with interest as her dad takes out a bowl and a carton of eggs, then gently cracks one on her forehead. She can't believe it. Everyone laughs, including her. "My turn," she says, and returns the favor. Ah, laughter. Isn't it a great gift? Our kids need to see it, despite all the things that sidetrack and frighten and distract and discourage. May they remember our joy. Here are a few other things that have helped me laugh this past week. A sign outside a restaurant, "Eat here or we will both starve." A large chalkboard above a dog dish that says, "Water for your dog or for short people with low standards. We don't judge." A sign inside a restaurant, "Order in the voice of Sean Connery and get 10% off." "My name is Bond. I'd like a side order of Scottish pie and some bagpipes, please." Okay, it can use some work. Here's another. Becoming a vegetarian is a big missed steak. This is my new favorite handwritten restaurant sign. "When you buy here, you are not helping a CEO buy a third vacation home. You are helping a little girl get dance lessons, a little boy get his team jersey, a mom or dad put food on the table, a family pay a mortgage, or a student pay for college. Our customers are our shareholders, and they are the ones that we strive to make happy. Thanks for supporting the little man." Well, maybe the only restaurant sign I like more than that is this one. "No Wi-Fi. Talk to each other." I love it. Years ago, when our kids were young, we moved to a new house and began a new tradition. We turned off every light in the place and ate the evening meal by candlelight. We noticed some immediate changes. Things were calmer. We talked more. Sometimes we asked, "What was your favorite part of the day?" And when we did, the meals lasted longer. It's one of the best things we can do at mealtimes. Families who eat together tend to stick together. It's a proven fact. It wasn't perfect. We never quite looked like the Waltons, but the kids loved it. Such traditions are even more vital now during this epidemic of distraction. Police issue tickets for distracted driving, but what do we do about distracted living? Computers, laptops, phones, TVs, incoming texts. A Harvard study says the average person's mind wanders 47% of the time. So nearly half the time we're doing one thing and thinking about something else. Our devices are specifically programmed to program us to check them frequently. And so, on average, we check our phones 96 times a day. Maybe we ought to put our phones in the blender more often. For us, one practical step to reclaiming sanity has been to take back dinner time, to spend face-to-face time with each other. If we don't have others, let's go find them. Pretty much every night, we had brief devotions, a Bible verse, a prayer, less than 2 unhurried minutes. I believe that no other single practice brought us more perspective, discipline, and peace than sitting at the feet of Jesus together. Of course, kids are kids. They argued about who would blow out the candles, so I lit the candles again as they took turns. And then we'd do the dishes, and I would say in my Sean Connery accent, "Come here, kid. Let me show you how to crack an egg."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.